Good morning, parents and carers. It's Mr. Adam here. At Lorikeet State School, our goal is to ensure that every student is provided with equal opportunities to achieve their optimal learning potential. Just like our school ethos, Together We Can Fly, we want to help our students to spread their wings and grow into confident and capable learners. In today's podcast, we will aim to provide you with some key information and ideas to help strengthen your child to be able to write effectively. It has been brought to my attention that there are some concerns that some children are not grasping this key learning concept effectively. We will look to cover some key writing elements and how they can best assist your child to succeed their upcoming summative assessment piece. These key elements include effective word choice and punctuation. Both key writing elements will be necessary for students to successfully create their persuasive text in the form of a magazine advertisement. Throughout the term, students will be learning various visual literacy skills in preparation for their summative assessment piece. This specific assessment piece has been chosen as it allows for students to incorporate age-appropriate tasks which allow students to demonstrate their knowledge and understanding of persuasive texts. This assessment task also provides students with the opportunity to link their own personal interests when researching and designing their magazine advertisement. During the lead-up to our assessment piece, students will be developing their own visual literacy skills. Visual literacy is where students are taught to be able to interpret, negotiate, and make meaning from information provided in the form of an image. As mentioned earlier, two of the key writing elements that students will be engaging in will be effective word choice and punctuation. Students will be introduced to the core learning of effective word choice through the four elements of word choice structure. By breaking down the process of effective word choice into four easy steps, students can take into consideration many different factors or challenges when choosing the right words for their persuasive text. The four elements of word choice structure are meaning, specificity, audience, and style. Students are taught that a word can be chosen for one of two meanings, either denotative or connotative meaning. Putting it simply, a word's denotative meaning is its literal dictionary definition, whereas its connotative meaning is how the word is being used in its given context. This step allows for strong word selection, which can allow for students to unlock certain images and emotions within the reader. Word specificity allows for students to use words that are both correct in meaning but also specific in description. It is imperative that students take into consideration their target audience when selecting words for their persuasive text. Good word choice in a persuasive text allows for the student to really promote what they are advertising effectively. The final step is style. As students progress their writing and effective word choice skills, they develop their own specific word style. They learn to form their own identity as a writer, allowing them to incorporate their own personal interests within their word choice. Students have previously learned about punctuation throughout the year. However, we will be primarily focusing on the core learning principles of punctuation and how, when used correctly, it can strengthen students' persuasive texts. Students are taught the correct way to use apostrophes, as they can often be overlooked within writing. They learn that apostrophes are used to form possessiveness. Students also focus on exclamation marks and how they are used in place of a full stop at the end of an exclamatory sentence. An exclamatory sentence is one that expresses a strong or forceful emotion such as anger, surprise, or joy. Question marks are also a very commonly used form of punctuation within a persuasive text. Students learn that the main purpose of a question mark is to indicate that a sentence is a question. Students are taught that direct questions will often start with a "wh" word. Who, what, when, where, and why? The question mark should almost certainly be on every single one of the students' persuasive texts. Students will be taught these key writing elements through the explicit instruction teaching pedagogy throughout the term. Through the implementation of the I do, you do, and we do process. While students are engaging in their learning of these key elements, I will be checking for understanding and revising any core learning that might be required. It is important to remember that your child's learning doesn't just stop once they have left the classroom. As a parent, you can utilize the information that has been provided within this podcast to help strengthen and facilitate your child's writing capabilities. As students will be allowed to work on their assessment from home, it is highly encouraged that you sit down and reaffirm the key elements of effective word choice and punctuation with them during their creative process. So let's wrap up what has been discussed during today's podcast. We've talked about the upcoming assessment piece, which is the persuasive text in the form of a magazine advertisement. We've outlined some key writing elements which students will be learning throughout the term. We have made connections as to why effective word choice and punctuation are vital concepts that need to be addressed, and how these key elements link to the upcoming assessment task. We have explored the core learning principles within each of the key elements and how the core learning will be taught through the implementation of the explicit instruction teaching pedagogy. Finally, we have looked at how you, as parents or carers, can engage with your child's learning when it comes to writing. Thanks for taking the time to tune into today's podcast, and I look forward to chatting with you all very soon.